Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of Ben and Woods. Final road series of the regular season for your San Diego Padres begins later this afternoon here in San Diego as the Padres take on the Chicago White Sox. And joining us right now for the final regular season manager's report of the year, the manager's report refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925, is Padres manager Mike Schilt. And Mike, I first of all want to say thank you sincerely for all the time that you've spent with us and our Tier 1 listeners every other week, all season long. Obviously, it kind of goes up and down, but you're a good dude for doing it, and I know our listeners appreciate it quite a bit.
It's my privilege to do it. Listen, it's a year's gone quick. Enjoy our time together. It's good to talk Padre baseball and be able to connect with you and our fan base. And also, you know, I need to thank EcoWater SoCal for their sponsorship and their support of the show as well.
Very nice. Okay, so this is probably the last time we'll talk to you before, hopefully, the playoffs coming up in a couple of weeks. And I know you got some regular season to focus on first, but I am curious. Baseball is such an interesting sport, and you guys play for so long all summer, and it's all about the long term. And then you get to the playoffs, and it's about you got to win. Like, it's football all of a sudden, and every game is absolutely critical. When you go into the playoffs, and you guys went in last year, do you do anything different, or are you trying to keep things as much the same as possible as you kind of approach the postseason? How do you approach it as a manager?
Yeah, I believe that in order to get to the postseason, you have to normalize excellence in what you do in preparation. And, you know, if you get to a certain point in the season or you get to a playoffs and you feel like you've got to do something more, you probably hadn't done what you were supposed to do in order to have gotten there. And the body of work for the everyday being important and the most important game of the year that particular day mindset, you know, really does lend you the not only getting there, but when you do get there, normalizing. Now, that being said, clearly, you know, the games are a little different in a sense of, you know, you got to go. You got to figure out a way to shake hands and move on and win series. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I consistently talk about the importance of winning series and getting better as the series goes and recognizing what's taking place and giving yourself the best chance to win a series, because that's what it's going to take to advance in to get to the playoffs, advance in the playoffs, and win a World Series. So, but, you know, the way you operate during some of the playoff games and this time of year can be a little different in the sense of, you know, how you navigate, because there's real urgency to each game.
Yeah, there is. And I do, you know, as a fan, Schulte, you know, I'm watching the game yesterday and I'm like, okay, I don't know. I feel like we're in, you know, 99.8% chance to make the playoffs this year. That feels pretty good. I'm pretty excited about that. You know, for you, having to manage these last nine games, you know, keeping guys healthy, keeping them refreshed, but yet also keeping them dialed in, locked in on, you know, getting their work in, hitting good pitches, making good decisions on the base paths, things like that. How difficult is that to navigate the last 9 or 10 games of the year?
Not difficult. I mean, like I said, you know, we've gone back to spring training throughout the course of the season. Again, normalized how we compete. The guys have come in since the trade deadline to fit right into how we think about playing and their dedication and preparation and competition. And So it's really just go out and continue to play. And always, I just love the way Toddy summarizes. I use it a lot, but just do what the game calls for, and the game will. It's the best shot we can take every day.
There's a narrative that the Padres haven't played as well against the better teams. Now, I just went through the stats, and every National League playoff team right now except the Dodgers, you guys have a 500 or better record against. So I don't know that that's entirely true, but do you see any difference between when you guys are going up against, you know, the playoff-type teams versus the ones that are not playoff-type teams?
Well, I mean, you know, listen, there's teams that are going to be in the playoffs are clearly teams that have better records and have had success. So, you know, that number's pretty interesting to me. It feels right to me that outside all the teams that are in the playoffs that we have competed against in the league, National League, we have overall winning records. So feels pretty good. We take that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think so. It, you know, obviously it doesn't mean anything once you get to a best of three or a best of five series. It'll all come down to kind of how your players are playing in that moment and how the other team's players are playing in that moment. And I guess that's what we're all looking forward to here in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. No question about that.
You know, and I was thinking about the beginning of the season, and you know, I've had a lot of fans, you know, in the chat and stuff this morning, and like, are we expected to believe that this team is just going to flip a switch? And I thought about it, and Ben had a couple of stats about it this morning, you know, had some really good flip switch moments this year where you've gone on a little bit of a run. And I thought, well, if you end the season in the postseason like you started the season, you're going to be the World Series champion. Like, that's... there is the ability to do it. And it is a different roster. And there is wear and tear. But, it, you know, when you guys look at bookending your season, do you think this team has that ability, Schulte, to just turn it on, you know, come October here in 10 days or so?
Yeah, I do. I completely think that's the case. yeah, I mean, you know, when you say turn on, I understand. You know, we started out with like a house of fire, and, you know, that was a high bar that we set, and clearly we want to continue to maintain and work towards that bar. But, yeah, I absolutely feel like we can, you know, proverbial catch fire and just take, you know, take this thing down. So I do believe that, but you've done something well over the course of a season to be where we're at now. So I feel like the consistency, while clearly everybody would like it, you know, including myself, even to be a little better, we're always looking for better, but the body works pretty good. And, you know, let's just go play winning baseball and consistent baseball. And, you know, we do want to be clearly at our best, and I expect that to happen, you know, from here on out.
Mike, I know fans a little worried, you know, about Mike King after that last performance. You know, he's trying to get back. How do you feel like, you know, where he is in terms of will there be enough time to get him locked in and ready for the playoffs? How did he kind of recover from that rough outing against the Mets this week?
He's recovered well. I mean, the last couple of days of, you know, it sounds like he's done well. And talking to Michael, it looks good. You know, listen, it's Michael King, and we have a lot of confidence in him. You know, that they put a lot of good at-bats together. You know, that club swings about well, especially against righties. And, you know, Michael's stuff was good. You know, the metrics bore out the shapes. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, it's still about and always will be about execution. And, you know, just too many mistakes that they made him pay for. And, you know, ball was flying out of that ballpark. And, you know, but as far as concern level, not exceptionally high. I trust the body of work of Michael and trust him to be able to go perform. But we'll continue to gather information here in, you know, a couple more days when he takes the mound on Sunday.
Well, big start for Dylan Cease tonight. Schulte going back to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And for you, you know, watching an uneven year, still 200 Ks. I mean, nasty stuff, some of the nastiest in baseball. Is Dylan Cease pitching for a playoff rotation right now? Is he out to prove himself the last couple of starts to get, you know, maybe one of those first three?
Yeah, I think that, you know, everybody's in competition, but we do know we have, and, you know, the stuff plays that Dylan has, and, you know, he's been pitching really better more recently, consistently, and excited to have him pitch tonight and optimistic about him moving forward.
Like this number three you've added to the lineup recently. Jackson Merrill has really turned it on lately. I don't know. I know we talked all year long about, you know, where what's kind of Jackson been doing, and you mentioned that the injuries and stuff. So now that he has turned it on, what are you seeing differently from Jackson Merrill?
Getting back to good pitches, swinging to good pitches. You know, Jackson's an aggressive hitter, but he's really, really in the zone, but he's driving the baseball the other way. You know, he's in his legs, and he's just trusting his beautiful swing and just staying on the baseball. And when he does that, like most hitters, he's in a great spot. And it's good to see Jackson, you know, being able to do what he's capable of at this time of year.
Did he ask you to grow a goatee?
No, he didn't. He didn't ask. I should probably try.
How would that go, by the way?
What's that?
How would that go, by the way?
Have you ever had facial hair?
I mean, at the beginning of the season last year, you know, he started to do the mustache for Mr. Seidel.
Yep.
And that wasn't great. I was, you know, honored to honor him.
Of course.
I don't know how, I mean, you know, he would have laughed in a good nature way, but, you know, I don't really have the ability to grow the connector. So it would not be a good look. I can make an effort at it, but I don't think anybody really wants to see it.
I know. I tried it earlier in the year,
so
but it made about 3 days.
I've never had any facial hair in my life.
Just the connector that connects the stash
to the goatee from the mustache to the bottom.
Down.
See, I can't grow a mustache even at all.
I can't really do the connector either. Shilton, we've got that in common. Certainly, one thing we haven't really talked about this week very much is, you know, I think we're all forgetting there's a potential to get Xander Bogaerts back for the playoffs. So, what's his update on him? And then, you know, he's such a pro. He's been in World Series. He won World Series. He's been in the playoffs. He's such a good guy to have around. But him being in the lineup and being able to contribute at shortstop too, how's that looking?
Gaining optimism every day with Bogey. He's been in Arizona since he left on Sunday. When we went to New York, he went to Arizona. That was a travel day for him. And, you know, every day this week he's gotten, you know, some real heavy workload Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a little lighter day yesterday. But, you know, the summary of it is he's doing almost every baseball activity we'd want him to do, and getting a lot of at-bats from the, you know, the guys over in Arizona that are there participating in what they call bridge camp, and now instructional league starting, I think. But, you know, he's getting a lot of at-bats, getting his ground balls. He's getting on the bases. So he's getting closer, and he's recovering well. The thing that was really, you know, fired us up and we were excited about was, you know, he had a more of an aggressive day, and then the next day felt good. Had another aggressive day, so back-to-back aggressive, you know, a lot of intensity, more intensity rather. And then the following day felt even better. So the recovery component has been favorable for Xander, and that's clearly good news. And, you know, we'll see and make sure he's still progressing. And, you know, to your point, you know, he's a guy that we do rely on. He's, you know, he's been a guy that's been out for a while, and, you know, we've been able to do some things and get a little bit creative with Crony going over to short, Louis going to second, and that's been good, and, you know, creates a little more opportunity for another left-handed bat in there. But you are talking about a guy in Bogey that has been a mainstay in our lineup the last couple of years, that's contributed to winning and has two world championships under his belt, and, you know, those kind of experiences and that kind of player is going to be good to get back.
Crony has been so unsung, I think he really has. His play at shortstop, Shilty, has been, you know, I don't know what the numbers say, all that, but, like, I've watched the games. He's been an unsung hero for this team, I think, this season. So wanted to give him his kudos and credit. Always willing to go wherever you need him to go, hit wherever you need him to hit. Those guys are probably
get hit when he needs
to wear one. Those guys are so valuable and probably a bit of a manager's dream at times to just be able to plug and play him.
Oh, no question about it. And I'm glad, you know, I don't do it enough. And I catch myself because we have such a, you know, a talented team that, you know, on any given night, people are contributing and get their just accolades, and then there's Crony that just, you know, shows up, and whether it's making a nice play or having a quality at bat, or as you mentioned, occasionally, you know, wearing one, or, you know, going over and sliding over and playing short, or, hey, you know, listen, it works out. You need to go play first tonight. Yep, I got that. You need some ground balls? No, I got it. He's just a winning player. He's a get-it-done guy, and he just goes about his business. And you're right. Those guys, you know, they're dreams for managers, but more importantly, they're guys like that are consistent for winning teams.
Big time.
Mike, I also wanted to ask you about Ryan O'Hearn, and I don't know if you saw the quotes, mm-hmm. but he told Ace Man yesterday, he said, I know I'm playing like poop. I can't say the word on the radio. He's been in a slump. I mean, we talk about players in slumps before, like when Manny. We know Manny. We know he's coming out of it. We don't really know Ryan as well because he's such a new addition. Man, I know he was an all-star with Baltimore. How's he kind of dealing with it, and what are you seeing from Ryan, and is there anything that you guys can do to kind of get him going and contributing the way he obviously wants to be contributing?
Yeah, he cares a lot. I mean, he sits right in that regard. High, super high care factor, really competitive, wants to do well for the team. And you know, there for a while, he's hadn't gotten as many results clearly more recently, but you know, he went through a stretch of about three games where he's barreling balls and just wasn't finding any grass or able to get, you know, find any holes. And you know, so what can we do for him? You know, we know he's going to come out of it. He's an experienced guy. He's had put together a great year. Keep playing. You know, let him go. You know, let him get out there. And you know, we're seeing a bunch of righty starters in the next over this series and next series, and you know, we'll get him in there, and he'll get out of there. You know, Victor and the group of, you know, they'll do their part to help him, and of course, I'm going to pat him on the back and continue to encourage him, and you know, before you know it, we'll blink, and you know, we'll be talking about how he's helping us win games.
All right. Well, I mean, and you probably can do that. Last thing from me. Do you care what the Dodgers do the rest of the way? Obviously, you need help if you're going to chase them down. Or are you more concerned about the San Diego Padres? And if that means wild card and going to, you know, Chicago in the first round, so be it. Or do you care what the Dodgers do now?
Yeah, I can't say I don't care. I mean, I'm more time, energy, focus on what we can do and take care of. But yeah, we need to take care of our business, and you know, it's nice to be in the hunt to win our division. It's an expectation we have. We'd like to be in a little better spot, clearly, but we still are in arm's reach. And it's ultimately about how we take care of our business. And, you know, we are in a place, you know, where we do need a little bit of help to, you know, for them to lose a little bit. But we can't, you know, we'll follow it, track it, but as far as spending really energy or attention to it, other than, you know, what the final score is, it's really about our final score, and you know, we'll take a glimpse of what they're doing too.
Well, good luck this weekend in Chicago. Even better luck if you do end up having to go back there in a couple of weeks. And again, thank you so much for this entire season. We do appreciate it, and I know all of our listeners appreciate it too.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a privilege to speak with you guys, and look forward to the next time.
Thanks, Shildy.
That is the manager. The manager's report, refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. It was nice of Mike Schilt to give Eco Water a little shout-out.
Yeah, a little double shout-out.
As well. All right, what did you think? We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back, react to what you heard from the manager, and then we will wrap things up here today at 10 o'clock as we go toward another weekend of Padres baseball here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Also going toward another weekend of daily fantasy with Prize Picks. You want to set your lineups? Watching baseball this weekend, they're the official daily fantasy sports partner of your San Diego Padres. Put your favorite players in a lineup between two and six players. Pick just against the stat projections, more or less, then hey, it's RBIs, runs plus hits from RBIs, hits, strikeouts for pitchers, innings pitch. Whatever you're watching, you can set your lineup while you're watching sports on Prize Picks and win real money for being right. You watch a ton of sports, make that knowledge work for you by winning real money. Thousands of dollars. I think I was being asked by my buddy yesterday. He says, have you really taken money out of your account? He said, like, three times. I've taken, like, $200 out, $100 out, $200 out over the last year when I win money. It's pretty easy. It's very quick when you take money out. It's Apple Pay, Venmo, MasterCard. They've got various different ways to do it. And then when you load your account, make sure you take advantage of the offer. When you put $5 in and play your first $5 lineup, they're going to give you $50 in free play just by using the code KWFN. So $50 from them, $5 from you by using the code KWFN when you download the Prize Picks app and get started. And, of course, the football weekend is here. Use that max discount on Patrick Mahomes, more than one half of 1 yard. Stick that into a lineup as well to get the winning started with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks again to Mike Schilt. This hour on The Fan brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store and everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 11-1. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. I don't know. What did you take out of that interview with Mike Schilt?
Nothing I didn't really already know, other than I think the Xander news is interesting. You know, them grinding him pretty hard and him responding well. It would be a big boon, a big lift to the team to get Xander back, the production. He was good in the playoffs last year, was he not?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know.
Well, everyone was until the last 2 days.
Correct. Stabilizes the roster a little bit. Experience in the postseason, all that stuff, you know, how much do you quantify it? I don't know. It's all about how guys perform. I you know, again, there's nothing you're going to get that's super enlightening about the plan. I you can say all you want, Benny, that, you know, well, it's, you know, we're an arm's length, but at this point, I really just want these guys to try to get as sharp as they can and stay as healthy as they can over the last nine.
I think for me, he said the right things about Michael King, but I didn't sense that he has any better idea as the rest of us, whether Michael King's going to pitch well on Sunday or not.
He wasn't wrong, though, about the shapes and all that. Like, we saw that, and the people that are really good at breaking that stuff down said, like, Enos Harris was like, no, I mean, you know, he just got hit. You know, he got hit and a little flat, but the shapes were good. The velocity was the same. Like, it's nothing that would jump off the page.
The reality is that Michael King could absolutely snap into form in the next couple of starts and pitch, you know, like a demon for a month in the playoffs and lead the Padres to a World Series. But I think Mike Schilt is a baseball guy, also knows the reality that watching you, Darvish, kind of go through it, that, you know, most of these guys have a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, a month of ups and downs as they're kind of trying to get back into form. And ups and downs aren't really going to be good enough right now. They need every start to be pretty good, either dominant or at least good enough where you give yourself a chance to win. And those down starts, if they come from Darvish or Michael King, could be season enders at this point. And I don't know that there's really any more knowledge than we have. Like, how are those guys going to perform when asked to perform in the playoffs? Can they do it consistently?
Look, he's going to roll with his guys.
Of course he has to.
That's it. He's got no choice.
He has to.
He's got no choice. What are his alternatives?
I thought your question about Dylan Cease was a good one. Is he pitching for a playoff spot?
Audition, man.
And the answer was almost as surprising.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yes, that kind of surprised me as well from Schilty. If Dylan Cease locks in, who's better? If he locks in, And really, it, with this team in the playoffs, Benny, what do you need from Dylan Cease? You need five innings.
I mean, you're right. What we've seen from Nick Pivetta, who at much of the season has been one of the best starters in the National League.
Yep.
What we know of Michael King, what he is capable of doing, being one of the best starters in the National League, and what we've seen from Dylan Cease in his career of being one of the nastiest best pitchers in baseball. What are the odds that all three of those guys lock in for a month and do it? Like they find the best of themselves for a month? Probably pretty low based on what we've seen and based on their health all season long. But we're not asking them to do anything that they haven't done before. We're not asking Matt Waldron to come in and throw five shutouts. We're asking three guys who have been really, really good pitchers either recently or within the last year go out. And if they do that, if the Padres get dominant efforts from those guys, then yeah, they'll win a World Series.
Correct.
I just think right now it would be asking a lot to assume that they're going to get that sort of stuff. Dylan Cease has it in him. Can he find it?
But this
the consistency he needs.
Again, this is not the cross our fingers playoff with Jake Arrieta and Vince Velasquez. It's not.
It's not even the cross your fingers with Sean Manaea and Mike Clevenger.
Right.
And you know.
Oh yeah. This is not that.
This is better than that.
Yeah, this is not that. And I meant, the run leading up to that year with Velasquez when they just ran out of pitching. But then the next year with Manaea and Clevenger, and that was fingers crossed. Oh my God! Please get ground balls. Please get lazy pop flies. Please be off your game. I'm just counting on these guys to do what they've done for most of their career. And if that happens, great. And I like our chances as much as I like anybody else's chances. It's not been the most inspiring season of Padres baseball. You're not wrong when you say that. The trends aren't necessarily pointing up to these guys ripping the cover off the ball. But I'm going to fall back to, again, good contact and an elite bullpen. And that's what I am holding on to like Rose in Titanic. That's me. I'm on the door. And those are the two things I'm holding on to the most.
And it seems like the Mets are holding on to big boppers, that's what they're holding on to.
If they get
their home run guys hitting a bunch of home runs, they can win games.
The Dodgers are hoping that their starters continue to shove.
The bullpen at least, holds it together enough to not kill their season.
Correct. Yeah. Because I'll tell you, there wasn't a Dodger fan comfortable last night. Not one Dodger fan with a 2-1 lead with Kopech and those guys coming in. They were not comfortable. And I think with Padres fans, you got a couple of guys in there that you're like, all right, I feel pretty good. Now, I think Jeremiah Estrada needs to get back on track. We're not going to go far with him serving up the long ball. But you got Mason Miller. You got Robert Suarez, who can get a little dicey at times. I feel fairly confident in it right now. Yeah. Adrian Morejone, stud.
What are the Brewers are hoping that their consistent
devil magic
continues and that their kind of lack of stars playoff experience doesn't come back to haunt them.
See, Jimmy Jam says this is desperate strategy. It's not. It's not desperate. This is not desperation. Do you not remember desperation? Mike Clevenger and Sean Manaea was desperation. This is not. This is, can Michael King lock it in as he has so many times? Can Dylan Cease lock it in as he has a track record of doing so? Can Nick Pivetta stay locked in? Can Adrian Morejone stay locked in? Can Mason Miller stay locked in? These are guys with proven track records. This doesn't feel desperate to me. Desperate was that back then. That was desperation. This is like, all right, well, we will.
Remember Ryan Weathers making a start in the 2020 playoffs.
Right, 100%, man.
His first start.
Right. The relief appearance, right?
Yeah. Not start, but
you're just
outing.
That was like, man, we are throwing stuff at a wall. This is like, I just hope my guys can get to where.
Be my guys
that they've been, So, I'm as pessimistic as the next person around. But again, what I'm clinging to is good bullpen
and contact. Don't mistake the way that we look as the Padres having a chance as being overly optimistic.
No, I am not overly optimistic.
No.
I'm not. And how could any? There's not one team in the playoffs that should be overly optimistic. Not one. Not one of them is like, this is 100% our year. 100%.
It's funny. I saw Blue Jays fans kind of panicking. The Yankees pulled within three games.
Yeah.
and they're kind of worried about the Yankees chasing them down. The Yankees are in the same position the Padres are right now. Three games down, and they don't have a tiebreaker.
Correct.
For the Padres, we're going, let's just go wild card.
Yeah.
And, you know, Blue Jays guys are, oh, no, we're in trouble now. We're only three games up. I mean, you know, things change. In 2 days, everything can look different.
I really feel this year, of all years, that the World Series winner will be a surprise. I do. I feel like this is the year where you're going to go, holy crap, I'm surprised by this. Why not us? You know, why not? Why not?
I don't agree because...
I don't think it's going to be chalky.
Well, I don't think there is any chalk, though.
But it's true.
I don't know there is a surprising... Who would be a surprising winner?
We would.
You
Padres.
Think the Padres would be a surprising
Mariners.
Blue Jays.
I don't know that the Mariners would shock me right now.
It wouldn't shock
me,
but they've never done it.
The season? Like, yeah. Heading into the season?
This is the perfect year for anybody to win.
That's what I'm saying.
If the Dodgers win the World Series, that was the way the script was
written. I mean, the
Red
Sox, I think, would be kind of a shocking winner. I think the Yankees would be kind of a shocking winner at this point.
Yeah.
Well, again, like I just said, it depends on what you're looking at, because I think two of us picked the Red Sox to win the World Series.
I did.
I think I picked them to be in there.
Yeah.
So if you're talking about back in February making decisions or talking about making predictions back in July when you've had 3 months and you're like, you know, this team hasn't really played their best baseball or anything.
K-Law says we had a couple people say the Brewers.
Been the best team in the National League all year.
I've seen the Brewers in the playoffs, though. I've seen it, and they've had good years. And I've seen it, you know, with better talent. I've seen it. So they have a lot. They're not comfortable right now. Trust me. Like, they're not comfortable. It would surprise me, Ben. The Cubs, I think, would be a surprise winner this year. So again, I do think it's going to be a team that I don't know that it's going to be Dodgers, Yankees in the World Series again.
It's funny
could be,
because
but.
Almost at any point in this season, you could have said, oh, yeah, the Cubs look like the team to beat.
100%.
Oh, the Mets look like the team to beat.
Lately, it's the Phillies.
The Padres look like the team to beat.
Yep.
We saw that early. The Phillies look like the team to beat. The Dodgers going into the year look like the team to beat.
K-Law says, watch the Astros win it.
100%!
100%! They just quietly under the radar kind of just whack.
Without Yordan Alvarez?
Yeah, Correa, Mashes, Altuve who hasn't hit all year.
I mean, you blink in October and you look up and they're
the
ALCS and you're like,
every
oh, yeah,
time.
Of course they
Astros.
Are.
Every time.
They're always kind of surprised that they're doing it again.
Every time.
I don't want it to be the Astros again.
I don't either.
Someone take care of the Astros,
yeah,
please.
Take care of
Mariners
Bears.
This weekend. At least beat them,
yeah,
win the division,
you're
make
right.
it harder for them.
No one is talking about the Astros, so they're like, yes.
Riddled with injuries.
Yeah,
they
course.
Have been all season long, but they're going to be in the tournament almost certainly. I mean, they could miss out still. The Guardians are not giving up.
Yep.
They're still battling, so it'll be interesting on Monday.
Well, Dominic said it. I mean, Bob Uecker actually knowing the Brewers' road win-loss record from heaven would be the most shocking. Yeah.
We could be here Monday morning. Padres could win 3 from the White Sox. Dodgers could lose 3 to the Giants and sitting in a tie atop the division.
We do this all over again.
Which I almost don't even want at this point. Of course, I do want it, but it's like I've made my peace.
Let's get to the playoffs.
I don't know.
If that happens, they better win the MFing division.
If this happens.
That time. Because I don't have a fifth time of, hey, the Padres are only one game out.
It doesn't seem possible, but it certainly is. Absolutely.
Giants
possible.
Have played better than just about anybody in baseball over the last
White
couple
Sox
of weeks.
Are, you know, one of the two worst records in baseball. I mean, you know, it could happen. It sounds like the most shocking thing in the world that we'd wake up Monday morning right. and the Padres are tied for the division title. This is baseball. You shouldn't ever be surprised at anything like that happening.
Tyrus says, if we sweep the Sox and the Dodgers drop the next 3, I'll buy all 3 of you breakfast. Sounds good.
Thank
I feel like if that happens, you should buy us a car. I think breakfast is kind of half-assed.
He's right, though. It isn't as unbelievable as it seems in this moment. It totally isn't unbelievable.
Anyway.
All right, we got one segment left. Anyone in for a super sexy Saturday stink fist?
Always.
Haven't done that
I love
yet.
A good
college
stink
football
fest.
Lineup for tomorrow. Final thoughts coming up with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan. All right, last time this week, though, we remind you to do the responsible thing for your family. If you've got a wife or husband, you've got kids, and you don't have a will or a trust, what's going to happen when you're gone? Did you know that if you have kids and you don't name a guardian, that your brother or sister can't come in and go, well, I'll take care of their kids? They can't decide. The state will decide who gets your children. It's kind of shocking and kind of scary, but you can avoid all that with one simple online process.
That's why I listed you as my kid's guardian.
Taylor?
Even both
Taylor?
Of them. Both really? Of them. Yeah. Yeah. Because you're a trustworthy guy.
So should I put in my will who now gets your kids in case I'm gone?
Correct.
Too?
That's okay. Exactly. That's how Paul. It works. And well, yeah. I'm going to do a lot worse than Paulie and Megan, I'll tell you right now. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code RADIO20 when you check out. You get 20% off, which is a great deal in and of itself. Super easy to do. They walk you through it. It's online. Saves you a lot of hassle, a lot of trouble. It's already going to be a lot of hassle and trouble when you pass away. Make sure your family is covered.
Use a trust to avoid probate court and the expenses and the fees. No lawyer involved. Simple online procedure. Takes, 20, 30, 40 minutes, whatever. Do it thoroughly, but you'll have the real documents in your hand at the end of the process. They'll mail them to you. Set them aside for a very rainy day that you hope doesn't come for a very long time by going to trustandwill.com. Use code RADIO20 at trustandwill.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, final 10 minutes of the week of Ben and Woods. And
thank
then
God.
We will be back on Monday morning for the final homestand and week of the regular season. Got my college football lineup for you coming up. First, our last check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready for some football?
Always ready for some football. Our sexy, super sexy Saturday
schedule.
Yep. Schedule for college football fans. Give you your best lineup for the weekend. And actually pretty good matchups. Tomorrow, if you are a college football fan, they all have something in common. See if you can spot the similarities.
Okay.
9 a.m., number 17, Texas Tech versus number 16, Utah on Fox. It's the Big 12 opener for a pair of 3-0 teams with hopes of a conference title and a playoff appearance. The Utah Utes, 2.5-point favorites.
Wow. Okay.
12:30. Number 22, Auburn at number 11, Oklahoma on ABC. It's the SEC opener for a pair of 3-0 teams with hopes of conference titles and a playoff appearance. The Sooners are 6.5-point favorites.
Ooh, is the next game going to be a pair of undefeated teams opening conference
Paulie,
play?
You're so smart. 4:30 p.m., number 9, Illinois at number 19, Indiana on NBC and Peacock. The Big Ten opener for a pair of 3-0 teams with conference title and playoff hopes. The Hoosiers, 6.5-point favorites. And then at 8 p.m., if you want to stay up late, Michigan visiting number 25 USC on Fox.
Michigan State.
The Big Ten opener for a pair of 3-0 teams with conference title and playoff appearance hopes. The Trojans are 17.5-point favorites.
Wow. Yeah, I think my Irish can get on the board this week with a dub against Purdue. They're 25.5.
I didn't include that one because it should be an easy win.
They'll win by four. They'll win, I think, but they'll win by 4-6.
It's also the Apple Cup this week. Used to be at the end of the year, but Washington at Washington State at 4:30 on CBS. If you're an old Pac-12 type fan, you can do that. And don't forget, SDFC plays at 1:30 tomorrow at the Atlanta United, trying to extend their road winning streak to 8 games in a row.
And how could you possibly forget the San Diego State Aztecs taking on Cal, Ben, at midnight? On
7:30, I believe, tomorrow at Snapdragon Stadium. And if San Diego State did a good job distributing all those tickets, hopefully it will be a pretty big crowd. Cal is favored only by about
13.5.
So you can still get the Aztecs keeping it inside two touchdowns right now. Or if you like to go the other way and you think Cal is going to win by more than two touchdowns, you can go that way for the Golden Bears, who are 3-0 and undefeated.
I got them at 12.
You got them at 12?
Cal?
Yeah.
Cal.
Probably a smart bet.
Well, you definitely got it in before the line moved in the wrong direction. So that's
That is a smart early bet if that's the way your money's going to go.
What's the agenda this weekend, Benjamin?
Got some golf this afternoon.
He's giddy right now. Look at him. Big fancy dinner last night.
There will be no more big fancy dinners this weekend. I'm good for quite a while on the big fancy dinners for sure.
It looked really delicious.
Probably that just like fills you up for like weeks, right?
I don't want to talk about Paulie's weekend yet right now.
I will say in terms of like it's not the most like having one carne asada burrito is like almost like more filling because you don't take a lot of bites of anything.
Okay.
But it's very interesting.
Did you hear what I said about Paulie's weekend?
No.
He's not going to have a good weekend.
I'm not.
Remember? Let's see if he remembers.
Paulie is.
What do I have to do tomorrow?
What does Paulie have to do tomorrow?
He's not moving yet.
He's not moving yet.
Not yet. Really?
No recollection. Come on.
Told you, like...
Let's just wait.
3 or 4 days ago?
Come on.
Saturday. Paulie. Got some... Oh, his dog.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Napping for furniture. That's already been did.
No.
Done did that.
Oh, yeah.
We got to put my dog down tomorrow morning.
No.
And, yeah, it's tough. I've talked about it a lot. Not a lot, but over the last couple of years, she's been dealing with a very rare, like, blood disease and... back in May, we actually thought we were losing her there, and she had a blood transfusion. It was her last-ditch effort to try to save her, and we got, what was that, middle of May? So we got like four-plus months of borrowed time, and her body started to shut down, I've noticed, over the last few days. Really, I noticed it pretty much the day after we made the appointment to have it done on Saturday. I started to notice, I'm like, her legs are just not working the way they used to. She's declining. And we don't want her to suffer or be in any pain. So we've made that very difficult decision.
Tomorrow's going to suck for
It's going to be
man.
The worst day.
I want to tell you ever. It's going to be okay. And it is, obviously.
I know
it's
it going will be. And okay, I know we're making the right decision.
Paulie, have you ever done a round table, though?
I cried when I put my dog down, and I don't even have a heart. So
you don't even like dogs.
I can't even imagine how Paulie gets through this. So it's going to be tough, Paulie.
Yeah,
I can
that
only
that was my
I
baby.
Can tell you. Yeah, it's
I,
not going to be
I've had
easy.
Her for 9 years. I had her before I met Megan.
Yeah,
that
it's
was
the worst.
That's my baby girl.
Okay,
so.
But have you ever done a round table? Is what I want
I've done
to
a
know.
Few. I have done a few round
it's true.
Tables.
Nick says that was mean, making Ben feel bad about that. He's in the Nick. He no called, no showed us last night on a live stream. He's in the everybody's turn in the.
I will dedicate my best 7-iron this weekend, Paulie,
to Daphne.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
Oh, it's the worst, man.
It's awful.
Are you gonna do like the last meal for her and all that? I did that for my boy Max. I got him some Mickey D's. I took him on one last drive.
Yeah,
head out the window.
Today's our last.
It's
full
like
day.
The worst day of my life.
I've been. Like over the whole week, dude, just randomly, just bursting into tears.
I know.
I've thought about like, yeah, I'm going to probably swing by the store, get her some treats today on the way home. And
my wife is a lot like
and
Ben.
You know what you can do because our vet did this when I took Reggie in. You can give them the stuff that they can't have, like chocolate
100%.
And stuff that makes them sick usually. You don't,
100%.
Don't have to worry about it. Just
my wife
enjoy.
Is a lot like Ben. She's like, okay, it's time. It's okay. Let's go. Let's get it done. And I'm sitting there on the couch. First time I've ever put a dog down. It's the worst thing ever, but you're doing the right thing. And it doesn't feel like the right thing. It doesn't.
No.
But it is. It is the
and,
right
and
thing.
You're just like, well, she looks okay today. Like,
she's fine. I think she's going to be okay. I'd hate to do this too early. It's a horrible thing. I love you. I'm sorry. Love Megan. And you know, it's just the worst. So
I mean, dude, like we made the call on Monday, and then when I talked to them, they're like, they were great. The service that's coming over to our house tomorrow, Paws into Grace. If you have to deal with this, they are the best. They're not paying for that shout out. It's just worth it. And they were like, okay, and what is your baby's name? And I was like,
Daphne.
It's
the worst, man.
I'll walk by and I'll see her dog bed this morning as I'm getting ready. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be empty tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, spend some good quality time. Would you say this if like, it's your grandfather? Just go hang out with him. You know,
buy him a Happy Meal.
Buy him a Happy Meal. Give him that chocolate.
Let him ride in the car one last time.
Stick his head out the window.
It's
You'll do that. You'll get them the treats, and they'll be so excited. You'll rethink, like, well, if I could just keep giving them, you know, cheeseburgers
stuff to make them
for
happy
a few more months, they're gonna stay. They're gonna last just for that. But
oh,
yeah,
man,
you're doing the right thing, Paulie.
Saturated Fat says my dog stepped on my last dog and killed it. It sucked,
my
but
dad.
It was oh, my dad stepped on my last dog. It sucked, but it was free. I don't think Paulie's trying to get out of spending money here.
No.
Oh, man. Well, I love you. I'm
all
sorry.
Right, Paulie,
it's the worst.
Yeah. Sorry that you have to do
have
that.
Have a great round of golf, though.
Thank you. Yeah. I will. Absolutely. That's it for us. Braden's coming up next.
Oh.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday morning at 6 a.m. for Paulie and Woods. I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Friday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.